Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So we are back in my kitchen, and both of us, I'd say, are still on a massive high from the most extraordinary class we did this morning, fresh in from New York, called P-Volve.
P-Volve, yes.
Oh my God, Soph, what did you think of it?
Well, hello everybody, welcome back to our podcast and thank you for tuning in. I have to say, I loved our workout this morning. Now, as you know, I am a Paolo's Body Bar addict, but once in a while, I really do believe it's good to change things up. And I feel like my body has slightly plateaued in the last couple of months. I've been doing Paolo's every day. I still get a lot out of it, don't get me wrong, and I still love it for my own peace of mind, and my body is strong and fit. But to do something different, I think, is really good to wake up the system, wake up the muscles you don't necessarily use all the time. And I was actually shaking for some of that.
Which is quite amazing. And as you all know, I'm not the biggest of workout people in the world. And I may just remind you that the one time Sophie did bring me along to Paolo's body bar, I felt it was a class of an hour and a half. Sophie assures me it was actually only 55 minutes. But even if it was only 55 minutes, after about 12 minutes, I literally was dying. I could barely move. Now, this P-Volve class that we did today was also an hour long, and I felt as if that hour went in 15 minutes. It was so pleasurable and enjoyable. And what was incredible about it was the fact that it is very low intensity.
Exactly.
And they don't do much repetition.
It's less dynamic, so it's less moving, and it's smaller, more intense movements.
But you really get in. I mean, there was even one exercise where Stephanie, who was teaching us, told us that this is how you get the little scoop in your buttock. If you want to have that little slight hole in your buttocks, you know, there was one of the exercises. Well, the one that you can make on either side. But, you know, you really, it's a method for sculpting bodies. They were saying how they train a lot of the Victoria's Secret models in New York. And we all know that they have pretty remarkable figures. And I've got to say that that hour class, I felt my buttocks, I felt my arms, I felt my legs, I felt my shoulders, I felt my back. I felt as if I did an extraordinary workout for my entire body, but it wasn't tough.
But it was very low impact. So you're not actually. We still broke a sweat, but a small sweat, and we weren't out of breath. And I think that's really key for my workouts as well. I don't like being out of breath particularly. I don't mind going through phases of being out of breath in a workout, but I hate the high intensity training. I don't believe it's very good for me. It makes me really lightheaded, and I actually want to throw up afterwards, which is why I don't do it.
Okay, that is your body telling you.
Which is why I love Body Bar, and I loved this morning. And I also have to mention, actually, what I really loved about this morning was the new equipment.
Oh my
I God. Have always worked out with bands and balls and things like that, and rings, Pilates rings. I'm sure everybody knows those bands and the rings that you use in Pilates and the balls that you put between your knees. But these were all adapted specifically for the P-Volve workout. And you had a ball which you placed very high in your thighs with a strap.
As high as it can come.
with a strap that went round either thigh and was held in place.
Yeah, so the ball is basically held in place.
Yeah,
doesn't move.
And that ball really added quite a lot to the workout. 100%. It was already, you could feel your muscles working even without doing anything, yes. Which I really liked. Yes. And then the ankle bands, which had the Velcro around your ankles, I thought they were brilliant.
With this hard elastic, so you could move your legs, which again really worked your
buttocks. But the resistance was actually much better than a normal band.
Unbelievable.
And then we had one on our hands as well. You threaded your fingers through little mini gloves on the back of strings, which led to a weight in the middle, yeah. And you used these for resistance training on your arms, and actually they really were effective.
And a lot of these exercises were then combined with sliders for the floor, which meant that you could do your plank and
your core was being worked,
working
yeah.
your core via mm-hmm. the plank, and also working your buttocks, working your arms. I mean, it was really
all with the other equipment on you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So we actually did some tricep lifts with the bands yeah. on your hands, yeah. which were really well.
Bands on your hands. You're a poet. And you know it.
I do. And, you know, the leg lifts yep. with the bands around our ankles. And I actually thought it was just a really good all-round workout. Now, the sad thing is that in London, we are not going to be able to get this until later in the year.
Well,
but
no. Right now, they're in New York and LA. Opening next in Chicago, but super keen to come to London.
And they've got the live streaming. So you can download the app. And I think, Caroline, you and I should give it a go next week.
Oh, I definitely think we should. 100%.
When you get back
let's film
from
it.
Your travels. And yeah.
You guys, we're going to film it so you can actually really see what it is, because it's completely fantastic.
Well, I loved it, and I'm definitely going to be doing it again. And I'm going to really try my hardest to do a little home workout. For me, home workouts are tough now because my schedule is all over the place. Mm. My business is all over the place. You know, it's
well,
everything stepped
so,
up a gear.
If you had someone, or you could turn on an app as soon as you've done the school drop-off, instead of going into Paolo's, it's going to have the same
you
effect,
see, I
right?
will try it, but I do love that hour of being with a yeah. lovely community of yeah. ladies very similar to me, all yeah. doing similar things to me, with children and with that pumping music. I would miss that. But this is good.
But I think you and I should do it once a week.
We should try.
At least.
And actually, this is really good yeah. if you can't do that workout, yeah. which quite often happens if you've got a meeting in the morning
yeah.
and you don't know what to do in the day, but you're frustrated because you haven't done your workout that yeah. day. And they do have 10-minute sessions, 20-minute sessions, 30-minute sessions. So you can actually choose your workout
and
then
incredible.
Do it at home. So
okay,
I'm going to definitely
are gonna
do that.
We are going to be doing that this week, 100%. But yeah. I've also got to say, Sov, I am so impressed by your energy, because I know that you've just been on a juice cleanse.
Yeah.
For the last 3 days, and today was your first day off, so you know you still came this morning on pretty much an empty body, yet you could still maintain the level that everyone else was maintaining during this workout. Tell me about your cleanse. How did it make you feel?
Well, first of all, I always choose a cleanse which is going to provide me with enough energy and nutrients and all the things I need throughout the day. I have 8 juices a day, which is quite a lot.
Did you do the Plenish one this time?
I did the Plenish this time, and I've done a few. I have 3 that I love. I love the Prescription. I love the Plenish. And there's a new one that I just tried, which is the vegetable broth combination with the turmeric lattes, which is also really, really lovely.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And that's
who's
by
that?
Pure Earth.
Pure Earth.
Yeah. So they're all really good in their own ways. I'd say Plenish is really good because the green juices are just filled with everything you need. They've got the kale, the spinach, the broccoli, the this, the that. It's all very green. And I did the hardcore one, the toughest one, where you are drinking the greenest juices. So nothing is sweetened. You don't get the carrot. You don't get the beetroot. You don't get the orange. It's all vegetable based.
Wow.
So I did the pure vegetable one with the lemon and kale drink at about 5 o'clock. And then you do your sort of big healthy smoothie in the evening, which is like your supper. So that's the cacao with the almond milk and
oh, the milk.
Dates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that, oh my gosh, I literally wake up in the morning and I cannot wait to have that one, and I down it in 30 seconds.
So you have that as the first thing in the morning?
No, I have it last thing at night, but I'm thinking about right. it when I work out,
right.
when I wake up rather. Right. So I think for me, I mean, everybody asked me if I was cheating on it. Yes, I would like to say I don't believe it's cheating, but yes, I did eat a bowl of greens. Yesterday, I was really hungry. I actually did a double workout because I couldn't do my whole Paolo's body bar because I had to go and watch Finn and his school play. So I did half my Paolo's workout, then I did my Epulsive workout, and I find Epulsive really drains me from energy and makes me really hungry. So I feel like that's my body saying to me, you must eat.
Yeah.
So when I went back to my desk to finish up a couple of presentations I was doing, I boiled myself, steam boiled, I mean, I didn't boil them for very long, broccoli and courgettes. And I actually did myself a big bowl of broccoli and courgettes because I wanted
with
to
an
chew
oil,
something.
With salt?
Just with salt.
Wow.
Steamed with salt. And it was delicious. And it was exactly what I needed. And I felt great afterwards. Yeah. And then I went back to my juice. So you could say it's cheating, but it's not. I feel that these vegetables are already in the juices. Mm. So if you want to add something extra that's green and that's healthy, then add it. You know, you're not supposed to starve yourself for three days. You're supposed to feel good on it and enjoy the benefits of it.
Do you get the coffee headaches from your being away from coffee?
I don't usually drink coffee. You're the only place that I drink coffee.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I drink tea. I actually only like your coffees.
If I
go out, I might have a latte because if you're having lunch with somebody, then you might end up with a latte. But otherwise, I never drink coffee. But I did get a headache the first day. By the afternoon, I had a savage headache. I didn't have a hangover.
And what did you do about that?
Nothing.
Because
can I tell you
something? So I learned when I was at the Viva Maya that if you do have a headache, take a pill. Because apparently the stress that you put on your body, which thus makes your blood acidic, so suffering causes more acidity in your body than the acidity from taking a headache
so
pill.
So because I was on the cleanse, I didn't want to take medication. But I did get rid of the headache, and I actually, what you have to do on a juice cleanse, and it is an absolute must, is you have to go to bed early.
Yeah.
You sleep so well while you're on the cleanse.
Wow.
Your body is exhausted by the time you go to bed.
Yeah.
That's because of a lack of food, I guess.
Sure.
A lack of energy.
Yep.
And the most important thing is to listen to your body. You don't make 100%. Plans in those 3 days. Mm. You do what you need to do. You get into bed early, and I slept like a log.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, I'm not going to go into detail, but your body really cleans itself out.
Yeah.
I was going to the loo a lot.
Really?
A lot. These juices are huge. You know, they're substantial juices. So you really do need to be near a bathroom because you're constantly drinking. Therefore, you're constantly going to the loo.
Mm-hmm.
And you really do feel like you flushed your body out. I drank masses of water and I had herbal teas in the evening.
Ah.
And I had lemon teas throughout the day when I felt like a little bit extra. And I had this bowl of greens yesterday, which was day three.
Very interesting.
And this morning I woke up and I felt fantastic. Now, I haven't been sleeping that well just because I've overloaded myself with work, which I'm thrilled about because I like being busy, but at the same time it is stressful when you've got a lot on and you're trying to prioritize and balance and juggle the kids and your work and your commitments and everything else, but it really has made me not even be able to check my emails at night because I'm that tired.
Oh wow.
And that has really impacted my sleep.
I bet.
Now, I did another thing at the weekend which I didn't tell you about, which was also very interesting. I chatted to somebody who specializes in this new form of therapy, hypnosis therapy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very quick way of therapeuticizing yourself. Is that a word? It has a very quick effect once you start doing it. And it's not practiced very broadly at the moment, but it will be, and it's becoming more and more popular. And basically you're hypnotized, you're put under, and I did a hypnosis session on time management and how to prioritize. Sometimes, I don't know whether you find this, but sometimes when I have so much on in the day, I freeze. And I freeze because I can't, I think, oh my God, I've got so much to do. I can't, where do I start? And I just freeze. And I can sit and stare at my computer thinking, I've got 45 minutes at my desk. I've got to do this. And I do nothing. I just sit there and stare at my computer going, help, I can't, I've got too much to do. And I wanted to be unblocked from that. And it really really helped. I don't know whether it was fantastic. The juicing or the hypnosis, but my sleep's improved. My focus has improved. I've set out and done everything I needed to do in the last few days. I've cancelled all my plans. I've done nothing social, which is really boring. But it's, you know, I need to make money. I need to be successful. No, 100%. I need to stay on top of my game.
But how have you combated your food cravings, your hunger, or did it
I
just
haven't
disappear?
Had any. So the thing is I had that bowl of greens when I was hungry. I didn't deprive myself. I didn't think, oh, I can't wait to eat again. Oh my goodness, what am I going to eat?
When, you didn't when... think I'd really like to have a carrot muffin with
no,
almond nut butter and
not
honey?
At all. Not at all. Wow. I did look at Juliet's cake once. And thought, oh, I quite
my God,
like a
I've
cup of tea.
I've already eaten half of it. Have yeah, you tasted it yet?
Oh my God, I've eaten half of it before the juice cleanse.
It is so delicious.
You know, but before the juice cleanse, and I know you said this before the Viva Maya, I wasn't thinking about what I was putting in my body. I was just working a
surviving.
Lot and I was surviving and I was just cramming food whenever I got hungry.
Yeah.
And I stopped thinking about what was actually going into
you.
Me.
Yep, and how it made
and
you feel.
So that is one of the main reasons I do the juice cleanse, because it makes you very conscious of what you're
you.
Putting in your body.
Yeah.
And so now I'm going to be much more conscious about what I'm eating.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I want to hear your real reality
gosh, yeah.
after
so
Viva
the
Maya.
The reality was that I, as many of you know, I went to the Viva Maya in Austria, which I think is one of the most phenomenal clinics ever. And it's phenomenal for so many different reasons. You learn a lot about yourself that you didn't know. What really was a bit of a shock to me was the fact that I am what they call thin fat. So I'm thin to look at, but I'm fat on the inside. And that's simply because I've been consuming way too much fat, even though it was good fat. Mm. You know, a typical breakfast for me could be a delicious nut bread made from almond nut flour and pumpkin flour, filled with lots of other nuts and seeds, a little bit of salt and water, long-term baked in the oven. And I would have that with half an avocado with olive oil and a bit of lemon juice and salt.
That's
pretty
fatty.
Much pure yeah. fat. And yeah. with that, I would have a smoothie with 2 frozen bananas, dates, raw cacao powder, and almond milk. And again, I wouldn't realize that this was actually a really fatty, very high-calorie meal.
Yeah.
And I would have 3 meals a day of that size.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, I would snack every hour, every 2 hours. And then I'd have a coffee, you know, with a couple of pieces of chocolate.
Yeah.
Or I'd sit here with you and I'd have an English breakfast tea with lots of maple syrup and maybe a slice of cake.
Yeah.
I was consuming far too much. And although it didn't make me fat on the outside, it's made me fat on the inside.
Yeah.
It's made me so acidic, where you should be between -2 and +2. I'm a -7.
Yeah.
And because I have never really worked out, the thing is, you know, I can sit with my lovely Ashley, who comes from Define London, and we'll sit here for 40 minutes drinking delicious coffee, and then we'll go, oh, we need to have a bit of a workout. So I then go and have a workout for 10 or 15 minutes. She's brilliant. Define London, the method is brilliant, but I only do 10 to 15 minutes. No surprise to anyone, except a huge shock to me, is the fact that I have 15% muscle, where you, our age, are supposed to have 22 to 25% muscles. And because my arms are really toned, and they are toned because I've basically carried around my children for the last 15 years. You know, I still carry my children around. And if I'm not carrying my children, I carry groceries.
Yeah.
So my arms are super strong. And as a result of that, I look super toned.
You do look super toned. I don't know how you've got away with that.
It's extraordinary.
I really don't. I mean, you must have a high metabolism as well, because...
It's not about metabolism. And that's another thing that they taught us. A metabolism is a metabolism. It's not a fast metabolism. It's not a slow metabolism. You're not big because you have a slow metabolism. You're not small because you have a fast metabolism. A metabolism is a metabolism which only gets affected when your liver is overwhelmed. Once your liver is overwhelmed and can't do its functions, the result that it can't perform properly then puts pressure on everything from your pancreas to your kidneys to your gut to your thyroid. But it all stems from a liver that's overwhelmed, which I find so fascinating.
That is fascinating.
Because here you are thinking that you're super healthy because you're eating all what we've learned are the right food categories. It's super healthy. It's the good fat.
Yeah.
But it's the quantity and it's how you mix each meal.
Well, I do love your advice that you gave us on our last podcast about what to eat. And I've been very conscious about building those things back into my diet, because I was always of the mindset that those were things that were going to pile on the pounds. And so I avoided them. I mean, I have quite a high protein diet. I do have my fats. I love avocados. I love hummus. And that's what I snack on. As you know, I snack on half an avocado normally when I'm not juicing, and I snack on hummus all the time, and I dip pepper into it, and it's my favorite thing in the whole world, and I love it. And I'm not going to cut it out, but I'm going to cut it down. And I think, you know, it's just about being more aware. You know, the juice cleanse for me has rebooted my mind and my body, and the Viva Maya has made you much more conscious. But what I do want to ask you...
But then the crazy thing, Sophie, the crazy thing was that I came back from the Viva Maya on Monday the 11th, sorry, on Sunday the 10th. And I continued the Viva Maya lifestyle up until on the Friday evening. And on Friday evening, I thought, okay, because they say 4 vegetarian days a week, 1 day a week where you put fish into your 3 meals, 1 day a week where you put fish, chicken, or meat into your 3 meals, and 1 day a week where you do whatever you want. And I thought, I'm starting whatever I want on Friday. And what then happened to me was... I mean, literally, I feel as if I, from Friday, and I couldn't control myself, I experienced a full-blown sugar addiction that was actually out of control. It started off with me having a little bit of chocolate, which then became my red velvet popcorn from Popcornopolis in the States, which then became, all of a sudden, wanting everything that was sweet. And I literally went on such a high. I went and saw my acupuncturist on Monday because I said to her, you have to help me because my cravings are out of control.
Yeah.
And I want it all the time, and I'm giving myself, I'm giving into it. You know, I'm trying to keep it within the dates, within Julia's gorgeous fruitcake, within these things. But it is out of control. And she actually said to me that when I came into her clinic, I slightly looked like a wild animal. Like my eyes were like, whoa. And it literally felt as if as soon as my sugar wore off, I needed to have another fix.
Yeah.
Like I would think people do when they are on drugs. And they do say that a sugar addiction can be more crazy than a proper drug addiction. So I went and saw Karen and had a treatment. I came back. My sugar cravings were still crazy.
Yeah.
And then I went on Wednesday, yesterday, to see my amazing homeopath, Victoria Young. And what was incredible was the remedies that Victoria gave me. She gave me a liver liquid because my liver is so overwhelmed and probably has been for the last 20 years, which I also now believe is the reason for my insomnia. Because I have been eating... not stopping my meals as you're supposed to, you know, at a reasonable time, 7 at the very latest, 8 p.m. on a day-to-day basis, because then you give your body enough time to digest before you go to sleep. And when you go to sleep, it means that your body isn't actually working. Your body needs to be empty at this point in time. Yeah. And my body for the last 21 years has been filled, you know, with a whole pot of Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
That's such a good point, because my weight and my lifestyle and my body has been so much better since I've been divorced for a number of reasons. But I think one of those factors is because I always eat with the children now. Whereas before, I used to feed the children and then wait for my husband to come home and then eat with him. And he used to get home 8:30, 9 o'clock. So we'd eat at 9:30. Now I always eat with the children at 6, always, unless I'm going out for dinner.
Exactly.
But if I go out for dinner, it'll be a light dinner because I'm hungry at 6 o'clock. So whether I'm going out for dinner or not, I will always have a snack with the children. But I think it's a really interesting point. I think giving yourself a break after
giving
that
your liver
is
a break,
is
giving
so
your
important.
Body a break, and you need to do this, you know, at least 5 or 6 times a week.
Yeah.
And
just balancing it out with the exercise. So if you are going to eat all these fats and good fats, it's absolutely fine if you're working out a lot.
You need to work out. But again, it's also portion size. And my portion size has got completely polluted. I can give you another example. On Saturday, I went with one of my oldest girlfriends and her son, who's my godson, with my Nico, to the cinema. And before we went to the cinema, I had promised Nicholas that he could have Krispy Kreme donuts. And we went to the Krispy Kreme donut counter and I say, can I have a dozen donuts? And my girlfriend looks at me and says, what? Like, are you out of your mind? Like, who are you ordering donuts for? And I'm like, oh, I'm ordering them for Freddie and for Nico. Like, they can have 6 each. And she's like, are you crazy? Like, my son can barely have 1.
Yeah.
And you think giving your son 6 donuts is normal? And I was like, oh my God. Like, my quantity has become so polluted.
Yeah.
And it's been a real wake-up call for me because I didn't realize. And now everything is completely and utterly logical. Mm. And, you know, this sugar addiction, albeit often, you know, donuts is absolutely not on our menu every single day. Quite on the contrary. You know, my kids may be allowed to have these Krispy Kreme donuts maybe 6 times a year. I do allow them sweet things. Often the choice is healthy, but it's my portions that have become polluted. And what I really need to learn, and this is something I'm going to be spending a lot of time on, is actually creating new meals where in those meals you have the right amount of fat and the right kind of fat. You have the right amount of carbohydrates and proteins and fibers, etc., whilst also maintaining your correct levels of all the nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids that your body needs. But what was really hard for me was this crazy sugar addiction. I didn't know what to do with it. And I felt for the first time in my life on Tuesday night and on Wednesday night, it actually scared me as I was lying in my bed at night and I was feeling every organ in my body pumping because I was now conscious of the fact that I'm a bit of a sugar addict. And I was conscious of the fact that I could now feel what kind of pressure that put on every single organ, on my heart, on my liver, on my pancreas, on my kidneys, in my blood. Ooh. I literally felt it. And it made me really scared. And it made me really mindful of how people actually get really, really sick when they don't make the decisions to feed and nourish their bodies in the way that they need to. And it actually made me panic a little bit. And luckily, I was able to get an appointment with Vicky Young, the most incredible homeopath there is. And when I went and saw her, she gave me Adrenaplex for my adrenals, which really calms my adrenals. She gave me liver liquid, which is such a good support when your liver, like mine currently, is extremely overwhelmed. And then she gave me her cinnamon remedy. I took 1 squirt of it when I saw her yesterday at 9:30 in the morning. I took another squirt around lunchtime and I took another squirt in the evening.
What does it do?
No sugar cravings.
Really? Cinnamon.
I took another cinnamon squirt this morning. And I've got to say, my breakfast this morning was a delicious bowl of porridge, which I did with wild blueberries. I did a spoonful of honey, a spoonful of nut butter, and I did two big spoons of my homemade granola, which are roasted in coconut oil with a bit of cinnamon and a bit of maple syrup. And then I put fresh blueberries on top. It was absolutely delicious.
Quite big.
After that, I've had no cravings.
Oh, that's good.
I had lunch today, which was smashed avocado on sourdough bread with smoked salmon on top. I had an almond milk latte. Absolutely delicious.
Cravings.
And I don't have any cravings. And it's crazy. And we're sitting here and it's now 3:30.
Yeah.
Normally by this time, I would want coffee. I'd want cake. I'd want chocolate. I'd want it all. And my cravings have
That's
gone.
That's brilliant.
And they say once you can keep them under control for 3 days, this is what Victoria Young says, once you have been away from the unrefined sugar for 3 days, you are over
really
the toughest part. So, you know, Soph, it's been really, really interesting.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's a really good point you're making is we, you know, to go away and invest in your body by taking yourself to the Viva Maya is fantastic. And if you can do that, then I think it's a brilliant gift to yourself and a lovely way to treat yourself and to, you know, really looking after your body and your mental state and your needs and your body talking to you. But if you need to take that away with you, you have to have quite a lot of willpower and strength to keep it going at home. And as you say, you basically had your sugar cut at the Viva Maya.
Yep.
And when you came back, you tried to keep it going and then had this massive rush and need for sugar. And actually what I would say to give another perspective on that is my juice cleanse that I did at home, even though I'm not like you, I don't love sugar.
Yeah, you see, the thing is, I think we also need to be very mindful of the fact that some people
different.
Have a salt tongue, some people have a sour tongue,
and
some people have a sweet tongue.
Yeah.
And once we are conscious of who has what, I think it also requires a certain kind of, it needs a different kind
you
of
see,
support.
If I cook spaghetti bolognese for my children, and this sounds so ridiculous because obviously it's world renowned and it is, you know, you can easily make it wherever you are in the whole world, you can get it. It is my absolute favorite thing. I will find it really hard not to eat the entire saucepan of spaghetti bolognese. That would be my craving. I have to stop myself and I have to make sure that I put it in the freezer before I literally finish the whole lot. I could eat a whole
big saucepan.
Yeah, with the pasta, with everything. And
I do that while I have my Oreo cheesecake from the cheesecake factory.
I've actually done it before and I felt so ill. I couldn't move for about 3 hours. But, you know, I think the thing is, it's all about balance. And, you know, if you do feel like you've got a craving for something, if you do feel like you need something, don't deprive yourself. And that was really how I felt on my juice cleanse. I don't feel like I cheated at all, but I did feel like chewing something in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I did feel like I needed a little bit more of a pick-me-up than a juice.
Yeah.
I mean, I have had no cravings for anything on it. I just felt a bit hungrier than having a juice. And I thought, well, I'm not going to sit here and starve because that's not what my intention was with the cleanse. I wanted it to be a reboot for my body. But you know, if you're hungry, of course you should eat something. That's not what I would promote at all.
Yeah.
And I would also say, you know, be very careful when you do a juice cleanse. Not everyone can do them.
Sure. Like
you
I would not be able to do it because I'm someone, I just can't do it. I literally pass out.
If you've got an underlying health concern or if you're a personal trainer, if you're, you know, if you're running around all day, if you work in the city and you know you've got to have a certain amount of energy, then I would say don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I work from home.
Mm-hmm.
I do, you know, light exercise every day. My body's used to it. And a juice cleanse for me is a really good thing to do. It doesn't work for everybody.
No, but
so
you
I'm
see,
not
what
promoting
I would do,
it.
For example, what I would do, because I love the Plenish juice cleanses. And as I said, I'm getting mine delivered on Sunday or Monday. And the way that I work them is I have the two or three juices before lunch. And then I will, for example, have
a soup or a salad for lunch. And then I'll do a couple of the juices during the afternoon. And then I'll probably have
a light supper,
steamed vegetables or something light
in
the evening. And then before I go to bed, I will have the milk. That's what works for me because I simply...
And there is nothing wrong with that. You're still putting all the nutrients in your body. You're still giving your body a bit of a break.
Yeah.
My only reason for just doing those juices for 2 days is to basically give my mind and my body a complete break from thinking about what I'm going to put in my mouth.
Yeah, no,
and,
I understand
that. That's why I do it. And it's not for everybody. And I'm not promoting it because I don't want to say that not eating is good for you, because it's not.
No.
But you know, this morning I woke up and what was I craving? A green juice. Because I'm so used to having them. So I woke up this morning, I got myself a green juice from the local cafe because making it is a bit of a palaver if you're in a rush. I grabbed one after the school run before I saw you and I downed that and had my second one while we were working out, as we were working out. And then I had the most enormous portion of smashed avocado on sourdough bread with two poached eggs, which was my first proper meal.
Delicious.
I wasn't able to eat it all. I ate the eggs, I ate the avocado, but it was a heck of a portion when you haven't eaten very much. And I was full after half of it.
Your tummy bag will have shrunk.
And also I'd already had the green juices. And since that, I've had a matcha latte, which was delicious with oat milk. And I've had another green juice because now my body is asking me to give it green juices because I feel
also because you're alkaline, so it's asking you for the alkalinity.
And I've got no desire to eat chocolate. I've got no desire to eat anything that's remotely sweet at all. And tonight I've got to make a whole load of cakes with Finn, so let's see if that lasts.
Yeah,
we're making Rice Krispie cakes.
Do you know that's really interesting
biscuit.
Because Josephine and I are also baking cupcakes this afternoon. But I think, you know, what I really took home with me is, and I think this is something that everyone can work into their daily life, is you have three meals a day. They say eat your breakfast like a king, eat your lunch like a prince, and eat your dinner like a pauper.
Okay, that makes
sense. And leave 4 to 5 hours between each meal because that's really the time you need to properly break down the meal that you've had. In those 4 to 5 hours, have water and weak herbal
teas. See, now,
teas.
I would disagree with that. I know why they're saying it, but if I get myself really hungry, then I want to gorge on something.
But I also think that if you do, this is what I believe, you know, if it's between, breakfast and lunch or between lunch and dinner, I very much believe that a handful of nuts with dates, for example, are really, really good. And the reason why
I like talking about
dates with a lovely girl who came along to the P-Volve, another girl called Caroline, who is a great nutritionist. And what she was saying is that the thing with dates is that they are a blood sugar regulator because they have such high quantities of fiber and other wonderful things that it actually, instead of makes you nosedive, it actually rebalances you and it gives you so much proper nutrition.
Yeah. So those are what we should be snacking on.
She has between 20 and 30 dates per day, which is quite a lot.
Not sure I could eat that many.
But you know, when you do have a dip, it's a great thing. Mm. Another thing that she does is she makes a pistachio nut butter, which she puts into these dates, put them in the freezer with a little bit of roasted almonds on top. And it's like having a healthy, very nourishing, very fulfilling, high-energy snack. And I was like, you know what? This is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, that sounds really delicious.
Because I think that could really help me instead of me eating a piece of cheesecake. I think I'll get the same
fulfillment
out of a snack like that.
I think sometimes supplementing what you're craving for something else and satisfying yourself through something else is equally as rewarding as having the thing that you actually wanted to have.
Yeah, no, I agree. So for all you chocolate lovers out there, one brilliant option for that is taking one frozen banana, two medjool dates, 2 tablespoons of raw cacao powder, and almond milk and blitzing it. What you can also do with that, because a lot of people without knowing have heavy metal toxicity, especially mercury, which nowadays a lot of people get from just eating normal fish. And if you did that smoothie with dates, banana,
raw cacao powder and almond milk. If you, on top of that, put a spoonful of spirulina, a spoonful of barley grass, and a spoonful of wild blueberry powder, you're actually giving yourself at the same time a detox for heavy metals, a very natural, very kind detox to your body.
That's a good idea.
And where I would drink a liter of this, I'm now going to make myself 300 mil. And instead of drinking this liter twice a day, I'm just going to drink it once a day.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is, what I've got to realize is I don't need to go into a panic attack because, you know, there are many meals every single day and there are many days in a week and many weeks in a month and many months of the year. And, you know, I just need to get
maybe you need to introduce... You do, but maybe you also need to just take the anxiety away completely and start taking the CBD oils as well. Because
well,
now
that is a very interesting conversation, Soph, because when I was in Amsterdam creating my most recent collection of my affordable luxury, I did actually go and buy some CBD oil. And I tried it for 2 or 3 weeks.
Didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything for me. But I know you're doing a wonderful event next week, which I'm really excited to go to.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely open to giving it another chance.
I mean, it has had a bit of an impact on my life. And I don't know whether it's placebo effect or not, but I have a feeling it's not. What I've found is it's really taken the edge off the stress and kept me really focused on what I need to do. And you know, moments of feeling slightly overwhelmed are dissipated when I've taken it. So it's actually, I can highly recommend it for taking before you're about to do the school run. Now, it doesn't have an effect like smoking marijuana, so don't worry, you can still drive. But it just, you know, when you've got to be really quick at doing something and you've got to be super organized, you've got to get out the door, it just takes the panic off it.
I think it does for you what Rescue Remedy does for me.
Maybe.
Or Dr. Bach's emergency spray, which is made with flowers. That really nourishes my nervous system.
Does it?
It really calms my nervous system.
Interesting. I should try that then.
Yeah, no, this is amazing. I mean, I've had times in my life where I have suffered from panic attacks. And to those of you who've experienced them, they're so frightening. They are absolutely horrific. And I've got to say that Dr. Bach's emergency spray has been a lifesaver for me on so many occasions when I lie awake at night and I'm worried and I can't turn my body off and I can't turn my mind off. And I start panicking when I've been lying there for 3 or 4 hours and I can't sleep. And I've been doing this for days.
That's
and
sugar
days
as well, by the way.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it is. And
that's,
I haven't realized.
That's sugar.
The emergency spray has really helped me. And now, of course, that I'm so conscious for the first time in my life of the fact that sugar is affecting my sleep. Also, I can now nourish my body accordingly. And even better now that I have my cinnamon remedy from Vicky Young, because now the cravings are gone. So it's not like fighting an invisible monster.
Yeah. No, I think that's really, really important is, you know, to keep your cravings under control and not deprive yourself. As I said, you know, if you're hungry, have a snack. Because
like
the worst thing to do, it's like going to the supermarket when you're hungry and you just overfill your trolley with stuff and you end up eating it half, you know, I end up having a shopping bag next to me on the car seat and eating half of it on my way home.
Yeah,
looking at it thinking, what have I just bought?
Yeah.
You know, and that's a really bad thing to do, actually. Always eat before you go to the supermarket.
Yeah.
It's the same as when you go out for dinner and you haven't eaten anything before you've gone out for dinner or you've been so busy.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous because you
really
overorder or cooking something and eating the whole lot that you wouldn't normally do if you'd had a snack or a sit down and a 1 minute of, you know, break and a cup of tea or whatever it is. I really think giving yourself little breaks in the day.
Yeah.
I know it's a luxury and I know it doesn't always happen, but it, gosh, does it make you more focused. And I have to say, the other thing which I've been quite mindful of recently is just being a bit more meditative about things. You know, when you've got a lot on, I've been looking into outside sources for giving me that extra push, that extra drive. I've been so focused on success recently and so focused on goals that I've actually become a bit overwhelmed by it. And I, you know, I want, there's so much I want to do and there's not enough hours in the day to do it. And that's how I've been feeling. And I, you know, Julia, who helps me from time to time, who's absolutely amazing, she just sits and laughs at me because I'm like, Julia!
No, but it's amazing because
she's like, oh my God.
You really have in the most incredible way, brought your own success so deservedly into your own life.
Very sweet.
I mean, you really have. You've worked for it.
But
I think it's really important for everyone to acknowledge the fact that, you know, it doesn't come without working your butt off.
No, it doesn't come without working your butt off.
For anybody.
And you know, the thing is that sometimes we think we're working our butt off and we're not.
Mm.
You know, we think by multitasking a few things at the same time. No. This is multitasking on a whole new level.
Yeah.
This is slightly panic attack mode on, can you, you've said you're going to do all this, you know, everything that you've committed to, how the heck are you going to get it all done?
How are you going to pull it off?
And actually, Abraham Hicks has been so helpful in that, just about rather than chasing things, letting them come to you. And that's a really helpful thing to listen to, I think. Just, you know, taking the power back in yourself.
Absolutely.
Processing it and thinking, of course I can do this.
Yeah.
I've just got to do these steps to get there and make sure they're done. And when they're done, this will be successful. And having that mindset of knowing and believing in yourself and knowing that something that you're working on is going to be successful.
Mm.
It's like pitching to a client. If you walk in there and think, I'm going to get this job. I'm going to interior decorate this person's house, or I'm going to arrange this branding event for them, or I'm going to arrange this. You walk in there and you think, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I've got this. I'm going to deliver something brilliant for them. They will pick up on that energy.
Yeah, of course.
And they will want to work with you.
Yeah.
So it's mindset as well. But, you know, as I said to you earlier today, I was literally dancing around my bedroom last night. It was Alex, my ex-husband, went to go and watch Finn's school play just as I'd opened, they got home, just as I'd opened an email from a fabulous brand that I've been working with. And that was purely out of coincidence that I started working with them, with Cosmetics a la Carte. I love my makeup, as you know. I've always been obsessed with MAC. It's because it's easy to apply. It stays on my face. It's dewy. It's glossy. It doesn't cake up. And I've always just had this one track MAC Dimension mind. And then I was introduced to Cosmetics a la Carte. They bespoke make foundations and blushes and lipsticks and everything to suit your tones. The consistencies are so gorgeous. Anyway, went in there, had a makeup tutorial, which was amazing, and said, I love the lipsticks, but I don't love the tones of them. And I know that I'd like it to be a bit more like this. Anyway, we made a lipstick together after lots of to-ing and fro-ing. It was a process. It took a few weeks. Finally found out came up with one that I loved. And on Monday we did a competition and they have completely sold out.
Oh, Sophie, well done.
Believing in your, you know, it wasn't even an exercise to ask people to buy the lipsticks. It was just something that I really enjoyed doing myself and wanted to share.
Mm.
So it was just a double whammy of being an absolutely exceptional feeling where you just think, gosh, when you do something from the heart, you receive back. And it's really important to remember that whatever you're doing, whatever you're working on, do it with love, energy, heart and soul. And if you pour all those things into it, it's going to be a success. You're going to put in what you get out.
And another thing that I think is really important to remember, because when you do get overwhelmed and when everything is too much, you know, forgive yourself and allow yourself to remember that tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow is a new day. I'm actually going to read you guys something from my Instagram, which was a poem that lovely Sabina, who we had on our podcast a little while back, sent me, which was so absolutely lovely. And it goes, you can rise up from anything. You can recreate your life. Nothing is permanent. You are not stuck. You have choices and can think new thoughts. You can learn something new and create new habits. All that matters is that you decide today and then never look back. And I'm going to say it was a little bit with my sugar addiction. I became so fearful and I kind of allowed it to continue to escalate in those 4 or 5 days that it was completely out of control. And then, given the right tools, with my little cinnamon liquid and my liver liquid and support from Victoria Young, fantastic homeopath, I, as you were talking about just before, I reclaimed my power.
Yeah.
And I decided, actually, I'm going to get control of this now because this is not serving me and I'm going to forgive myself. I actually sat in my bathroom and I apologized to myself.
Yeah.
I literally apologized and I said, I'm so sorry.
Mm.
I'm so, so sorry. And then renewed energy, renewed tools, renewed everything, and it's gone.
Yeah.
And that's, I think this is brilliant.
And that actually I find with my exercise as well. Every morning is a reboot for me. Mm-hmm. So things that haven't worked out one day, you can reboot yourself and approach them with a different perspective the next day. And that's really important. You know, I've said this before. If something that you're working on isn't working and isn't going the way you want it to go, stop. Take a break.
Yeah.
Walk away if you know it's not going to work, or reapproach it with new eyes. But don't keep trying to make something right if it's not right. Because you can't.
No, you can't.
Once something's broken,
a square will never fit into a circle.
And also, I think once something's broken, that can relate to so many things. It's sometimes you cannot fix it. And you have to really accept that you can't. And you have to sometimes walk away from it. And these happen, you know, all the time in life, in whether it's, you know, a marriage, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a job, whether it's a pitch, whatever it is, you have to be honest with yourself. And honesty with yourself is really important as well.
100%.
You know, if you need help for something, ask.
Yeah.
Ask. And support from your network of friends is also really key. I mean, you know, just in terms of doing little projects and things, actually having your friends believing in you is one step towards your success. Mm-hmm. Having your friends supporting you while you're doing it is two steps to success. Mm-hmm. Having your friends actually getting involved in it and being part of it is three steps to success. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that the people you surround yourself with are the people that are going to help make you successful as well.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've got a bit of a question for you, Sophie, because I have a friend who was asking for my opinion about this thing, which is maybe an experience a lot of you out there can relate to. But, so she asked me, is it okay to have a crush on one of your friend's ex-husband? So once your friend has got divorced and they've been divorced for a long, long time, is it or is it not okay to interview the idea of having a date with one of your old friends' ex-husband for many years?
So your question is, are ex-husbands on or off the menu?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what do you think?
I think it definitely depends on your friendship with that person. How close are you to the friend that was married to the person?
Okay, so say you and I, for example, we're extremely close.
No, I would never do that. I just would.
If you,
I would feel wholly
uncomfortable. My ex-husband and I'd been divorced for 5 years.
No,
no go.
I couldn't. I mean, even if you said it was okay, mentally, I wouldn't be able to sit here and look you in the eyes. I just would feel really uncomfortable about that. I mean, would you get together with Alex?
Well, Alex is actually not my type, so.
But do you see what I mean?
No, I see exactly what you mean. I see exactly what you mean.
If it was somebody that
I
didn't know that.
And you and I spend so much time
together. Exactly. And our children all know each other.
Okay, so let me, what if it was...
You make a lovely stepmother. My children absolutely adore you.
Okay, but, so what if it was one of, what if it was someone that you went to school with, for example?
I then think
it
would
be... And you used to see each other when you were younger, but you haven't seen each other for a long time. You and Alex might have hung out with them a couple of
then
times.
Then I think it's okay. That's not so close.
Yeah.
I mean, I would it's so on a case by case basis. If it's somebody you don't see very often and you're not closely in touch with and isn't part of your life, then I think it's okay. But to have somebody that's really part of your life.
No, I agree with that. I couldn't agree with you more.
So weird.
Oh, so weird. So weird. But you know, another thing that I could tell her would be, you know, why don't you go out as friends and, you know, because you've known each other for a long time, go and have dinner.
I'm so glad you brought this up.
And if feelings happen, then I think that out of all due respect and courtesy, you call your old friend and say, listen, I have dinner
happening
with your ex-husband and I just wondered how you feel about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think honesty is key.
Yeah.
But I also love that you just brought up the friendship, because I've decided, I mean, you and I have been through the dating thing for a couple of years now. We've compared many hilarious stories and you know, funny experiences from dating. And I have to say, sorry if anybody's listened to this that I've dated recently. I haven't, which I doubt they will. I really haven't had any really exciting, fulfilling dates with people. And I'm set up quite a lot, as I know you are, which I find hugely awkward and uncomfortable. And I of course I'll do it. And sometimes it's brilliant fun and you do have a real laugh and it's an enjoyable event and whatever, whatever. But my whole thing this year is take off the pressure of saying you're dating or going on a date. I have told everybody in my inner circle and outer circle and anyone trying to set me up on dates, I want to grow my bank of male friends.
No, I couldn't agree with you more.
I just want to have a whole group of lovely male friends that I can go to the cinema with if I want to. I can have dinner with. There's no pressure. There's no expectation. There's no nothing.
Yeah.
And if one of those friendships develops into something more, then so be it.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I don't want to be dating. I find it just cringe. I don't know why I'm in this mindset.
But I never go in it's with giving that mindset. Me the I don't go in with that mindset. But if I go and have dinner with someone, for dinner, it is 100%. As friends.
Oh, no, I'm cringing all the way there in the taxi, thinking this is so embarrassing.
Sweetheart, and the guy then it's so wrong there. For you to be there. If you're sitting the whole way
no, the
to the dinner,
lovely.
Cringing.
It's just the fact that you've got to,
then it's like,
you're on a date.
Honey, you shouldn't be in that car then, obviously. I would never, ever put myself in a car cringing. On my way to dinner.
The thought of, you know, walking into the restaurant and looking at, oh, it's just, oh, I don't know what it is. It just gives me the ick.
Honey, I think you need to learn to say no.
No.
I think it's actually...
These are nice guys. No one I've dated. I'm not going to go on a date with somebody.
Well, don't call it a date. You're going
for
dinner.
That's the thing.
It's a dinner. It's not a date. It's
a
dinner.
Well, you know what? I'd rather take other people along.
Yeah, but you know, it's really funny because I've had dinners and I never look upon any of them as being dates. I look upon them as being dinner with friends.
Well, I have
you know,
to say,
it doesn't become
okay,
a date
question.
Until
when you've had a nice dinner with somebody.
Yeah, and you like them. Then
well,
there's
you
a date
do
next
like
time.
Them. Okay. What happens if you quite like
first
them?
First time's a dinner.
Okay, first dinner.
Yeah,
you quite like them, but the jury is still out.
So
and
second
they
one
go
is a dinner.
In for the lunch at the end of the dinner. What do you do? See, maybe I'm just
gosh.
Being scared off.
Well, so I think that
I've
if you've gone
whole
for a dinner
game plan
and
tactic,
and they go for the lunch, you turn your cheek, obviously.
Well, but it's really hard sometimes. I mean, not that I go
do you out of courtesy? Men.
No, I don't.
Give
but
your
I,
mouth?
Because no.
You see, I don't.
No.
I give my cheek gonna, and sometimes they end in my ear because I turn my head so quickly so far.
I'm going to tell you my strategy, okay?
Okay, you tell me.
You
I
know,
want your strategy.
You
I love
know
it.
When somebody, you're halfway through dinner and they are holding your hand. They're trying, you know, that you they're being a bit tactile. So you know... you know how they feel and you're thinking, I'm not sure if I feel this way. The jury's still out. So I have a whole sequence of events because I can feel that the date is going to end with a lunch. So I actually always drive. I don't get a taxi because I don't want to be walked to a taxi, nor do I want to be dropped home in a taxi and have that awkward moment when they walk you to your door. Ooh. So what I do is I drive, okay? Now, only twice, I'm really sorry if you're listening, this poor guy. Only twice this has happened where I've driven, because at the end of dinner, they say, oh, how are you getting home? And I'll say, oh, my car's outside. Then I make a run for it. Then I say, oh, don't worry, my car's outside. Lovely to see you. Talk to you soon or whatever. I'll
and
text
kiss,
you later.
Kiss, cheek, cheek.
Cheek, cheek, run.
Yeah.
Okay?
You are his.
What happens if
Sophie.
They then say, oh, great, you can give me a lift home? That really is annoying. Okay, so I did this once.
Sorry, so, I don't have enough petrol in my car to drop you and my and myself.
So this guy gets into my car. I'm not, you know, he was lovely, so I shouldn't call him a guy. This lovely chap that I had dinner with, who was super lovely and funny and good fun and everything. I'm never going to get another date after this if anybody hears this. I really wanted to not kiss him. I knew that was his intention because he was very... keen and you know I just could tell anyway. So he told me where he lived. We went past his house to the nearest bus stop, of which there are about 15 people standing in it. I dropped him in the bus stop, literally flung open the door and said, "So lovely to see you. I'm in a bus stop. I've got to run. I'm not allowed to stop it." And I thought there's two reasons for doing that. First of all, he's not going to in front of a whole bus stop of people trying to go for lunch. And second reason, there was a bus coming, so I had to get out of it. I'd rather have the 3 points on my license than had him. Yeah. Anyway, so that obviously was, I didn't have a second date with
that
him.
That is so
But
funny.
I've now got slightly icky by dates because I, you know, what starts off as something quite nice.
So, but tell me something, these dates are organized by other people?
No.
You organize them?
That, well, sometimes. I mean, some of them are organized by other people. Other ones are, I've met somebody via a friend and they've said, "Oh, how lovely it was to see you." And I've seen them a few times. They've said, "Can I take you for dinner?" And you say yes. Or no, depending on whether you want to have dinner with them.
Okay, so
how do you say no, by the way, if somebody asks you to have dinner with that you don't want to have dinner with?
That's really kind of you. Thank you so much, but I can't, unfortunately.
Because we have nothing in common?
No. I just would say thank you so much. I'm so sorry. I'm busy then. And next time, busy. So sorry. And then
so
next
you
time,
don't actually,
I'm
not
so
honest.
Sorry.
So you're lying
busy.
To them.
Well, no, because if I don't want to, I'm trying to be kind.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt their feelings, but I don't want to go to that dinner. So I'll just say, "I'm so sorry, I'm busy."
Do you
and
find
all of a sudden they realize that when they're trying to book into your diary 9 months ahead and you're still busy, I think they get the message.
Yeah, that's true. And do you find it slightly annoying that the ones you do quite like are too busy? No. You don't have that problem?
No.
No. God, I think I need to just have friends.
Yeah, but I think it's great to have friends.
I do
think
too.
It's great to have male friends. And I really think maybe you should think it's not a date, it's a dinner.
Yeah.
And I also think that there is a way during an evening, if you genuinely are only interested in being friends with this person and absolutely have no romantic interest, I think that, you know,
Your body language
is different.
I do that the whole way through dinner. I do the whole body language, "We're friends." It does. Sometimes people don't want to see that. Honestly.
So I've got it, Sophie. Yeah, so what you need to say as you're coming to the end of the dinner is, "God, it was so nice to have dinner with you and get to know you a little better. It's so nice to have some good male friends."
Love that. That is a good one.
That is a good
one. That
is a
good one.
I just came up with that one.
Yay. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, why not? You know, it's so good to have some nice male friends. I really enjoyed it.
Okay. That's. I'm going to try it out.
Should we get the bill?
I'll report back.
Should we go Dutch?
Yeah.
Although, you know, there is a... You know, the funny thing was my lovely Caroline Dolby, who, you know, I adore very much, always said, "You know what? You must..." And it's not even an old-fashioned thing. She very much believes that, you know, if a man asks to have dinner, he should also pay. You know, I think it's very, very different if, you know, if I think absolutely if you're like, "Let's have dinner." Yeah, let's have dinner, you know. Mm.
It depends.
I think
what the
always
situation is.
Always offer, but it is polite when
offer.
A man has invited you for dinner for him to pay.
Yeah, but I mean, I have to say, I'm not. I am so awful at the moment. I don't even want to go out. I've cancelled all my plans for the last couple of months because I'm so tired in the evening. All I want to do is watch Netflix and put my pajamas on.
What are you watching at the moment?
Oh, what aren't I watching at the moment?
Oh really? Oh really?
No, I've watched a few really good things. I've just started Killing Eve, which I love, but you know, I've done Dirty John. I've done all the Netflix docus, which I love, documentaries. I mean, I just love.
Have you watched Michael Jackson one?
No, I can't get it at the moment. There's something wrong with my Sky, but
I can't watch it.
I haven't watched it.
I just can't watch it.
But I did watch I did watch that little girl who went missing. Oh gosh.
Madeline McCann.
Oh, I was sobbing. And it's a really brutal story. And you just realize how easy it is. This could have happened at so many points in your life, throughout your life with your children, if you don't watch them every second of every day. And I went to bed so uncomfortable. My kids were with Alex that night and I texted him saying, "Where are you?" And he said, "I'm at home." I said, "Are the boys asleep in their bed?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Okay, good. Just checking." Because I was so unnerved by it. It's a horrible feeling.
You should have called me and come and stayed the night here.
But it's a horrible, and I think especially when you come from separated, you know, when you've got a separated family, it's like, oh gosh, please. Because you know, Harry was lost on the King's Road that day.
Oh my God, I know that. Thank God for Joe and the Juice. Being able to think how he could get back here.
But you know, it's always, you know, it's just something that you would not wish on anybody or anything. Not. I mean, even a pet going missing is bad, let alone a
Did
child.
Did you get an idea at the end of the documentary what's happened to her?
No.
Still nothing.
I mean, they just don't know. It's a mystery. I mean, there's various different, you know, ideas and thoughts. And
what was the main thought?
Well, that she was abducted and she's in the care of somebody else. I mean,
that she's still alive, yeah. But in the care of someone yeah. else. And was she young enough to be able to not remember her previous life?
No, she was old enough, which is heartbreaking.
Well, that is heartbreaking. Also, because you hear some of these stories where people
she was
kept
three.
On the ground.
She was three. What do you think? I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Well, if I think back to when I was
three. It's thought, by the way, that she was carried out in her pajamas by a man who carried her away from the scene. And one of the people in the group, after it happened, remembers a child being carried in a man's arms. But it wasn't till afterwards that kind of thought came back to her. I mean, it's just horrendous. Anyway, let's not go on about this because this is so depressing. Yeah. And I also have to go and pick my children up from school.
Good point, my love.
So...
Great to see you.
Let us reconvene next week. Let us cut sugar. Let us stay healthy and balanced and happy and use outside tools for relaxation, for motivation, for everything to make ourselves feel good. The Abraham Hicks, I have to say, is amazing for those moments that you need. And just wishing everybody the best and happy weekends coming up.
Happy weekends. Lots of love.
Lots of love.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.